Stargazer time. Our weekly look at what's happening in our dark island skies and in the massive universe around our tiny planet. As usual, we turn to the expertise of Christopher Phillips, and we're welcoming him back right now. Hey, Christopher, welcome back. What's going on?
Hey, Dave. Good to be here. For this week, stargazers, look out for Venus and Mars in the southwest during sunset, and keep an eye out for Jupiter, which will be rising shortly after midnight in the east. The moon this week will be waning, meaning, of course, a return to dark skies and perfect stargazing conditions by the weekend.
Christopher mentioned Mars, and it turns out we have a locally based preparation for a mission to that planet.
Yes, this week sees the start of another simulated Mars mission on the slopes of Mauna Loa, the latest in the High Seas Project. That is the Hawaii Space Exploration Analog and Simulation Mission. For the next 8 months, a team of six scientists and engineers will live alone on the slopes of the volcano. The goal is to simulate what conditions will be like during a manned mission to the Red Planet. This is actually the fifth such simulated mission so far. The first one kicked off in 2012.
And what sort of activities would constitute their general day?
Well, the team will undertake a variety of activities, including outdoor exploration tasks such as geological fieldwork and life systems management.
And from our previous media coverage of this, they're wearing spacesuits and really trying to simulate what it might be like to be doing this on Mars, huh?
That's exactly right. In order to make this as realistic as possible, the astronauts will plod around in clunky spacesuits, and every time they want to talk to mission control, there will be a 20-minute delay in getting a response, exactly how it would be on Mars.
The one thing that they're not going to have to deal with, I imagine, is the weightlessness or any kind of impact on gravity.
That's right. Martian gravity is actually one-third as strong as the Earth, and there's no real way to simulate that.
You got to believe things might get a little testy being in such close quarters with a small group of people.
Yeah, indeed. One of the goals of this mission is to study human behavior and interactions during long-duration spaceflights. Just imagine being stuck in a tiny tin can with six other people for 8 months.
Not unlike what's going on in the space station, though.
Absolutely.
These experiments that they do are also trying to find the right personalities for such a mission.
You got it. It takes a special kind of person to be involved in such challenging environments.
Well, we will leave it to those professionals, won't we?
Rather than to me.
It's Christopher Phillips and another great stargazer. Thank you so much.
You are welcome, Dave.
And I'm Dave Lawrence. We'll catch you next week.